In just the last little while, Rahul Gandhi has issued a statement, and in that statement, he has, backed his own remarks in Parliament recently that the family of a soldier, an Agniveer soldier, in other words, somebody who's been recruited for a period of approximately 5 years, who was killed in action or in particular circumstances, had not received compensation. And the point which was being made by Rahul Gandhi was that that was unfair because there are some soldiers who do receive financial and other assistance while Agniveers are not. There was a counter argument which was actually raised that Agniveers get the same sort of compensation if they die. So let's just listen in to what Rahul Gandhi has now said.
Namaskar. संसद में अपने भाषण में मैंने कहा सत्य की रक्षा हर धर्म का फाउंडेशन है. जवाब में राजनाथ सिंह जी ने शिवजी के फोटो के सामने पूरे हिंदुस्तान को, देश की सेना को और अग्निवीरों को कॉम्पनसेशन के बारे में झूठ बोला. मैंने अपने भाषण में कहा था मेरी बात मत सुनिए, उनकी बात भी मत सुनिए, अग्निवीर के परिवारों की बात सुनिए.
कोई सहूलत नहीं मिली ना सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट, पंजाब सरकार ने दी हमें, चलो जो भी है मनता हक, तो सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट ने कुछ नहीं दिया हमें. बोलते आएंगे पैसे, इलेक्शन आ रहा है, वो आ रहा है, ना जाने कब आएगा.
शहीद अजय सिंह जी के पिता ने मेरे और रक्षा मंत्री के भाषण सुनने के बाद ये बयान दिया है.
युवराज ने कल बयान दिया कि 1 करोड़ रुपए का शहीद के परिवार को भेज चुके हैं, सानू कोई मैसेज नहीं ना कोई पैसा आया. राहुल गांधी बहुत आवाज उठा रहे हैं, सदन में बैठ हंगामा कर रहे हैं, शहीदा के परिवार को इन्हों की बनती जो सहूलत मिलनी चाहिए, अग्निवीर योजना बंद होनी चाहिए, रेगुलर भर्ती होनी चाहिए.
रक्षा मंत्री जी ने संसद में शहीद अजय सिंह जी के परिवार से, अग्निवीरों से, सेना से और देश के युवाओं से झूठ बोला है. रक्षा मंत्री जी, आप इन सब से माफी मांगिए. डरो मत, डराओ मत, सत्यमेव जयते.
I'm joined now by my colleague Nikunj Garg, who's been tracking this story very closely. Nikunj, it's one set of claims versus another. The bottom line, did the family of this soldier receive compensation? What are you hearing?
Well, yes, Vishnu, it's a claim versus claim kind of a situation at this point in time as we speak. Mr. Rahul Gandhi, obviously doubling down on his claim made in the parliament very stoutly and saying that he's in fact got some, according to him, some sort of a video proof now, because the father of the late martyr, the Agniveer, who has lost his life in this entire landmine incident, is also at least in that video making that claim that he hasn't got any money from the central government, and Punjab government has given their family some kind of compensation. However, on the other side, the Ministry of Defense has put out a claim which says that, you know, nearly 1 crore rupees, 97 plus lakh rupees have been released to the family, and 60 odd lakh rupees, 67 lakh rupees are still pending as pending use, and probably would be released after certain verifications, as I have been told by the sources in the defense minister's office. So they say that there are certain verifications that are pending, and another additional 65, 70 lakh rupees would be released. Now we also have a statement coming out. It's not a formal statement, but it's an informal statement that has come out from the sources, giving all the breakups. So certainly a very tricky and a touchy kind of a situation. Why the family is claiming, why it is, what it is claiming. And of course, Mr. Rahul Gandhi claims to be relaying those comments, or relaying those claims from the family, both in the parliament and now doubling down on that entire episode through a Twitter tweet video, or an X video, as it is, as the platform is now called.
You know, let's talk a little bit more, Nikunj, about this, because if this Agniveer is Ajay, Agniveer Ajay Singh, and there are some reports, because I say this because Rahul Gandhi in Parliament, to the best of my knowledge, and I was listening to what you were saying, didn't identify the name of this Agniveer. The clarification which has come from informal sources in the Defence Ministry refers to an Agniveer Ajay Singh, and some media reports say that Rahul Gandhi was referring to this Agniveer Ajay Singh. And I say so because there are some reports which suggest that he had not, his family had not received, you know, this financial claim. To that point, the Defense Ministry's informal inputs are saying that these are misleading reports, right, in a section of the media regarding compensation received by the family of Agniveer Ajay Singh after his unfortunate death. Agniveer Ajay Singh died in a landmine blast in January in the Nowshera sector, Jammu Kashmir. His family received a compensation of 98,39,000 so far. After completion of necessary inquiry and internal procedures, they will get an additional sum to the tune of 67 lakhs. So, Nikunj, the point is, if Rahul Gandhi is referring to this particular soldier's family, then it does seem that he may have the information wrong. But what I am unclear about is whether he is referring to this particular soldier or the family of another soldier who may not have received these funds. Your thoughts?
Well, Vishnu, absolutely. But the fact remains that then it is claimed, if Mr. Gandhi is making a claim apropos one Jawan or one Agniveer who has lost his life in one particular incident belongs to Punjab, and the Ministry of Defense is talking about some other gentleman, then it's a confusion on both sides. But quite clearly, what we have on the video currently, which has been tweeted by the leader of opposition, is a video from the family member, the father of that late Agniveer, who claims that he hasn't got any money from the government of India. Now, if somebody has some family, and obviously these are not very rich people, if they have received something close to a 1 crore, why would that kind of a claim be made? Now, that question also begs an answer. When I asked this question, actually, in all fairness to the sources in the Defense Minister's office, they said that at this point in time, they would probably not want to elaborate on the claim that the family is making. However, what we have is, on the one hand, a video claim, on the other hand, an informal statement giving the breakup. Now, whether there is a gap between the two claims and something is falling between these this gap where the situation needs probably a greater clarity, or whether Gandhi is once again being bombastic in some claim, based on the family which believes that they have got money, but they have got some money from the Punjab government, it looks like that there is some kind of confusion in this entire episode.
Okay, Nikunj, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm just going through Rahul Gandhi's tweet, and it says, Kal Shaheed Agniveer Ajay Singh ke parivar se mulaqat hui. Veer Shaheed ke parivar ke aaso ko dekhkar har Hindustani ka dil bhar aayega. This is what he had tweeted a couple of days back. So he is talking about Agniveer Ajay Singh. So I think we can, on the basis of this, safely say that Rahul Gandhi says the family has not received any funds, whereas this informal input from the Defense Ministry says he's received 98 lakh rupees, which will go up with an additional 67 lakhs. So again, you know, it's two diametrically different accounts.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Either there is some confusion and the whole thing is falling between the gap, or the family itself is in some, obviously they are in state of shock. Obviously they have lost a young.
That's my sense also, that this could be a family which is deeply distressed, because, you know, it's a bit of a process, Nikunj, when it comes to actually getting those funds into accounts. You have to, the name of the person has to be right, the bank has to be right, etc., etc. It could be a case of the funds having been allocated, but funds perhaps not having been received. But the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, we both covered the armed forces, you've covered the police, I've covered the army, etc. Compensation is always given, and the rules are very clear. The amount in the case of a soldier who's been killed in action is always approximately 1 crore or 1 crore plus. It would really be a first if this was not given. That's my point.
Well, yes, I completely agree with that. But there are very elaborate and well processed, or over the years, very well drafted, clear rules laid out for such kind of exigencies. And it would be very, very, I mean, it was one of the rarest instances where the Ministry of, like Ministry of Defense, has probably heard. But my sense is that there is a claim that is being made on the basis of a claim being made by a family which is under distress or under shock, and something is falling in between the gaps currently between the family's version and the Ministry of Defense's version, which Mr. Rahul Gandhi probably is relaying in a more bombastic manner, as he has been doing in some for some time now. We will have to again probably wait for the dust to settle for this situation to become completely clear. However, one thing is clear that Mr. Gandhi has once again doubled down on his claim that he made in the parliament and these remarks that were also expunged, remember, by the speaker.
Sure.
So, Nikunj,
hang on for a second because we've got the Congress on the phone line with us live, in fact, Pooja Tripathi, national spokesperson of the Congress party. Pooja ji, thanks very much for being with us. So just as a point of clarification, we are talking, or Rahul Gandhi is talking about the death of the Agnivir Ajay Singh. Is that right?
Yes, yes, Vishnu. He's talking about the death of Agnivir Ajay Singh.
And so my second question is, he says, and I've seen that video where the family says that these funds were not received, but the informal inputs that, you know, those on the Defence Ministry beat are getting, including me, it's quite clear that the family has received 98,39,000 and an additional sum of 67 lakhs will be processed after completion of an inquiry and internal procedures.
And I think
is there a is there a confusion somewhere in between? Is my simple point,
Vishnu? When a martyr's family says that they have not received the compensation, I think we should believe the martyr's family. They'll not lie on the dead body of their son. Let the ministry's clarification come out in the open, and it's the same Ajay Singh, but we believe it's the same Ajay Singh because Rahulji's video came a while back, and we have been, not just we, even the NDA partner JDU has been vehemently opposing Agnivir scheme and the whole North India belt.
I understand that. Dr. Tripathi, I totally get that. The larger point on Agnivir, we'll talk about that in a few moments. But to the specific point, and the reason I'm talking about the specific point is because Rahul Gandhi mentioned it in Parliament. And you've come out with another video right now. And the video clearly shows this family saying that they've not received these funds. And yet the government is pushing back on this and saying almost 1 crore has been paid. The reason I ask this is because, you know, they are soldiers killed in action, you know, or policemen or policewomen are always given their funds. It's in our system that's never denied per se. So why would this at all happen?
Vishnu, here is a father sitting before the picture of his deceased son. His son was killed in action, and he is saying he has not received funds. What more confirmation do we need?
Right. And therefore, my next question to you, Dr. Tripathi, is that after, there were many who said that Rahul Gandhi was inaccurate in his statement in Parliament, did you go back to the family and cross-check? Oh, one sec, you told us that you've not received funds. But it seems that you have. So can you just clarify? Did you go back and fact check this?
You know, Rahulji met this family during his Bharat Jodo Nyayatra. And I'm sure they have gone back to the family to clarify. Because Rajnath Singh ji said in the parliament that 1 crore amount has been, given, reimbursed to the, given to the martyr's family. And I'm sure his team went to the family to clarify. And here is the father of the deceased, father of the martyr, Ajay Singh himself, talking about the whole, that he has
and
not
this
received
video, Dr. Tripathi, was shot today or yesterday, right? After Rahul Gandhi's statement, right? With the family.
Yes.
Geeta Bhatt, this is the crux. The video, which has been shot and, broadcast by Rahul Gandhi on social media, is recent. It's not old video. It's after he made these statements. And then you can hear this family say that, look, we haven't got anything. How do you see this situation?
Vishnuji, you see, it's because the leader of the opposition, Mr. Rahul Gandhi, has come out with this video. But, there are certain clips in it, which I personally have also seen at the time when the Lok Sabha elections were going on. At that time also, these videos were released by when Mr. Rahul Gandhi had met one family where an Agnivir, had become a martyr. And so it is not very clear whether these videos, there are, part of it is because there is no date which is coming on it. So whether the part of it is which has been, recorded earlier or some part of it which has been recorded very recently. So that clarification needs to be put forward by the Congress party or by the LOP. But Vishnuji, the question here is that the sensitivity with which, an issue of a martyr and yes, if there has been any delay, which is being claimed by the leader of the opposition. Although, as you know, the discussion with the correspondents, with correspondent, which was which you had just done, that clearly shows that the defense ministry has already released the information saying that
they
nearly
have
1 crore rupee has been
an
paid to them.
Input. But, you know, I mean, it's been released
to
all correspondents
no clarification.
On the defense
but
meet in
the
country,
is,
of whom there are more than 100, I would think. So
point here is that are we trying to, is it an issue which is being, you know, sincerely being discussed for the purpose of keeping in mind the benefit of the Agniveers or the martyrs? In this case, or is it trying to politicize the issue?
Let's just listen to that video once again of this, and then Dr. Tripathi, I'll come to you. Let's listen to the video one more time.
Namaskar. Sansad mein apne bhashan mein maine kaha, satya ki raksha har dharm ka foundation hai. Jawab mein Rajnath Singh ji ne Shivji ke photo ke samne pure Hindustan ko, desh ki sena ko aur Agniveeron ko compensation ke bare mein झूठ बोला. मैंने अपने भाषण में कहा था, मेरी बात मत सुनिए, उनकी बात भी मत सुनिए, अग्निवीर के परिवारों की बात सुनिए.
कोई सहूलत नहीं मिली ना सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट, पंजाब सरकार ने दी हमें, चलो जो भी है मनता हक, तो सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट ने कुछ नहीं दिया हमें. बोलते आएंगे पैसे, इलेक्शन आ रहा है, वो आ रहा है, ना जाने कब आएगा.
शहीद अजय सिंह जी के पिता ने मेरे और रक्षा मंत्री के भाषण सुनने के बाद ये बयान दिया है.
ਬਿਆਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ 1 crore ਰੁਪਏ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਦੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਭੇਜ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਪੈਸਾ ਆਇਆ ਹਾਲੇ ਤੱਕ. ਰਾਹੁਲ ਗਾਂਧੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਉਠਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਸਦਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੰਗਾਮਾ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਹੀਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਣਦੀ ਜੋ ਸਹੂਲਤਾਂ ਮਿਲਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਆ, ਅਗਨੀਵੀਰ ਯੋਜਨਾ ਬੰਦ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਆ, ਰੈਗੂਲਰ ਭਰਤੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ.
ਰਕਸ਼ਾ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸੰਸਦ ਮੇ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਅਜੇ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਕੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਸੇ, ਅਗਨੀਵੀਰੋਂ ਸੇ, ਸੇਨਾ ਸੇ ਔਰ ਦੇਸ਼ ਕੇ ਯੁਵਾਓਂ ਸੇ झूठ बोला है. रक्षा मंत्री जी, आप इन सब से माफी मांगिए. डरो मत, डराओ मत, सत्यमेव जयते.
डॉक्टर त्रिपाठी, यू हैड अ पॉइंट टू मेक, गो अहेड.
विष्णु, वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट, यू नो, आई मेड अ स्मॉल मिस्टेक. आई सेड भारत जोड़ो न्याय यात्रा, गीता जी इज राइट, इट वॉज ड्यूरिंग एन इलेक्शन कैंपेन एंड व्हेन ही इज सिटिंग विद द फैमिलीज, द फैमिली इज सेइंग इलेक्शन के बाद पैसा जाएगा, ऐसा कहा गया है. But now this man is clearly saying कि कल राजनाथ सिंह जी ने संसद में ये कहा कि हमें 1 crore रुपए मिल गए हैं जो कि हमें नहीं मिले. You know, this actually goes on to clarify that this is a new video and that video that he is interacting with the family of the martyr is one from the election campaign where they are saying election के बाद ऐसा they have been told that the money will come but they haven't got any support and now this is a very recent video and I'm sure the Rahulji's team has reached out to the father. To clarify it as whether
it could well be that one part of the family hasn't received these funds, perhaps they aren't entitled to for whatever the reason. It could well be that the family is in dispute over these funds. It wouldn't be the first time that something like this has happened. The army doesn't like to speak about it, but this does sometimes happen. So that's something that needs to be seen because the input, again, I'll read it out. His family received as compensation 98,39,000 so far. After completion of a necessary inquiry and internal procedure, they'll get an additional sum to the tune of 67 lakh rupees. So it could just be an issue of which part of the family has got the funds and which part has not. But we'll look at that. Yeah, go ahead.
Come in.
Geeta ji?
Yeah, Vishnu ji, I mean, you know, the video that you just played right now, it is rather very unfortunate, the kind of sweeping statements that have been made by Mr. Rahul Gandhi for the defense minister, Mr. Rajnath Singh, that he has lied in the parliament and that he should apologize. I mean, you see, there could be, you know, some part of it which he has said and there could be that there is some lack of communication between the ministry and a particular, you know, one family. And you see, when such a large amount of money is being transferred, the every government, institution, it does n number of checks before transferring the money and that takes time. But making these type of sweeping statement for the defense minister, it is something which is very unfortunate.
Okay.
There has to be certain dignity that needs to be maintained.
Sure.
When even you are putting allegations.
Okay, let's leave it at that and let's wait for more clarifications or clarity to actually come. Just a small... matter of fact, for both of you, my panelists this evening, in India, we do not use the word martyr when we refer to soldiers who've been killed in action. The word accepted in Parliament is killed in action and not martyr. A martyr implies somebody who has died for a religious cause. Our soldiers, police, and in the armed forces die for our constitution. The implications entirely different.